That track right there, Jumping the Cart, Memory Foam. You better be awake after that track. And now, if you have not got any plans for the weekend, tomorrow at 8 p.m. is a great place to start at Exchange Christchurch. I'm now chatting with Miss Leading ahead of that fantastic performance alongside Robots in Love. So good morning. How's it going?
Morning. Well, I think I'm definitely awake after that track. I think that's a perfect way to start the day.
Oh, I'm so pleased to hear. Yes, how is the vibe? What are you doing this fine morning?
Getting, it's actually sunny in Wellington, which is very rare. So I'm about to just have to put my sunglasses on to walk to work, which is unusual for us.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Beaut. I am so pumped for tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. So what can we expect at Exchange Christchurch tomorrow at what? When does it start? That's a bad thing for me to not admit. 8 p.m. time.
Yeah, so doors are opening 8 p.m. and I'll be kicking off the evening at 8:30, nice and early gig, and followed by Robots in Love from Dunedin.
Yes. What is it like collaborating, going back to back with Robots in Love?
Well, I haven't done it. We met at a festival in Oamaru last year, and she's just something like you've never seen before. Mm. So I'm just really excited to be having like a baby tour with her and keen to hear what she's going to put in the lineup for the night. She's tends to play like quite dark, kind of almost goth electronic, but she's wanting to make it a bit more upbeat for tomorrow night. So
we'll
see what she comes up with for us.
Would you say that is her meeting your upbeat level, or are you meeting in the middle somewhere?
Actually, I think she's doing this for me, which is really nice of her.
Ah. So,
yeah. I've only got a couple of dark tracks, but a lot of my beats are quite uplifting. Even if the lyrics are miserable.
That is actually something I would love to ask you about, is how lyrics and the actual sound differ. Because something I've noticed with your tunes is that your lyrics are so conscious, but then the music is almost, it's laid out in such a way that it highlights the lyric, but almost doesn't match intentionally. Am I right in reading it that way?
Yeah. I think it's sort of like my lyrics are really clear, and well, for those who like to listen to lyrics, and they are quite political or quite sad or depressing. And then I do just happen to, when I'm making music, enjoy making fun, uplifting, light melodies. And I do think it's a good way to go, because then people can still hear these conscious things but have a good time still, because there's no need to like have to leave feeling sad. So, and I think come to this, I hope the music provides a resolution somehow in it.
That's beautiful. Yeah, for sure. Actually, I was chatting with one of my bigger bosses, Simon, yesterday about how he loves listening to sad music, and I just don't get it. Why would you want to be more sad?
I don't know. Is your boss like a big fan of the 90s? Because I grew up like as a 90s kid, and we did like a lot of self-reflection and sadness, like Smashing Pumpkins era kind of thing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, I guess it's something about being in your bedroom and having music that just, like, hones in on your deep, dark feelings and helps you express that. Yeah, I get it.
Totally. I have to ask how your sound has changed since Minor Thing finally released.
Yeah, well, actually, no. So Minor Thing, yeah, it's like a two-year project that when I finally released it in July, and throughout the whole process, it changed from my EP the most. The EP was me still learning how to make music, I guess, working out where does poetry sit with music, because I was a poet for many years, and I think I've gotten a lot more strong in my songwriting, which is why it's changed. But also, yeah, I guess I've just been diving deeper into building tracks that build tension and pull you on a journey as well.
How do you think coming into the music world as a poet provides you with a unique perspective to other artists?
Oh, okay, that's such a good question. I don't know if it's different to it, but I guess I write the lyrics first in the poetry, and again, I guess I get a lot of feedback about my lyrics, which is really nice. It means people are listening to them. So, yeah, I guess I'll pore over them. They won't just write them so that they rhyme and with time of music. I'll really think about, is that the best way to say what I'm trying to say and condense a lot of information into one sentence if I can. So I guess that's just how I do it. I don't know if that's different to how other songwriters write, because I haven't been another songwriter. So,
yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, you're so true to being a poet. It must just come out naturally, and like everything you say must just naturally be poetic in a sense. Right?
Get a few drinks from me and there's nothing poetic about what I'm
going to
say.
Oh my gosh. Well, everyone should be heading down to Exchange Christchurch. Have you been to Exchange? I love the venue Exchange. It's so, so cool.
I haven't. I'm so excited to see what it's like. That's great. I've heard positive things like what you're saying now.
Yes. Oh, it'll be a blast. So, yes, very exciting. General admission is $20. Student concession is $15. Where can people head to get tickets and find all things misleading?
But, well, you can go on Under the Radar for the tickets. I do have a website, iammisleading.com, which is where all things misleading would be. Facebook, Instagram, you've got to find me. Remember, I've got two S's in my name to make it easier. And, yeah, or if you don't want to get tickets in advance, we will be selling them on the door.
Oh, beautiful. Before we end and wrap up, I would love to ask who some artists are. I'm putting you on the spot here. Some artists that I should be listening to that maybe I don't know about, especially Wellington ones.
Wellington artists? Okay. I definitely recommend listening to Zoe Moon. I think she might be one of the best vocalists in the country. She's coming up. She's working on a couple of videos at the moment. So she finally got some music funding to do that. Also, there's an amazing producer in Wellington. He's part of a collective I'm in called the Eastern Sound Collective for Asian artists, Kanan Saba. He's like the most famous person you've never heard of. He's worked with some really heavy hitters in the New Zealand music scene, but always sitting in the background. And I also, overseas-wise, I'm a big fan of... my brain just went blank from nerves of being on the radio. So I can't remember.
I'm putting you on the spot. I know. I'm sorry. There are just so many artists as well. And you are one of them, misleading, no doubt. So, yes, everyone should be heading to Exchange Christchurch tomorrow and starting off their weekend right. You know it. Thank you so much again for coming onto the show this morning. And I hope you have a rad day and enjoy the sun.
Thank you. You too. Have a great time.